to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On Tuesday, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie announced that he was not running for president. And then on Wednesday, Sarah Palin also announced that she would not run. Palin said that she would love to be president, but she just couldn't handle the two-year commitment.
There's Seth Meyers from SNL having some fun with old news. The announcements from Chris Christie and Sarah Palin that they would not be running. That's where we get started with this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. That is a focus on the presidential race and those people who are still occupying a position of strength, a position of, oh, let's see if I can do this. The people who are there coming up, et cetera, et cetera. Weekend saw something called the Values Voters Summit. A pastor who was introducing Rick Perry called Mormonism a cult and said that Mitt Romney was not a Christian. That's ought to be something that stirs the pot a little bit. And we start with the Sunday morning information programs, the interview shows, the news shows that are on the various networks. On Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer asked Newt Gingrich and Herman Cain about the pastor's remarks.
Well, I want to ask both of you. You both spoke to the big conservative values conference last week, but the preacher who introduced Rick Perry kind of stole all the headlines because he told reporters that Mormonism is a cult and that Mitt Romney is not a Christian. Mr. Gingrich, should that be part of the discussion?
No, I think that none of us should sit in judgment on somebody else's religion, and I thought it was very unwise and very inappropriate.
Well, do you think that Mitt Romney is a Christian?
I think he's a Mormon, and Mormons define themselves as a branch of Christianity.
How about you, Mr. Cain? What's your thought?
I feel the same way. We're not running for theologian in chief. We're running for president of the United States of America. Well, I believe that the American people want to know, what are your values? What are your principles? Because your values and your principles may impact how you make decisions, but not get into the specifics of your chosen religion.
Do you think Mormons are Christians?
I believe that they believe that they're Christians based upon their definition, but getting into whether or not they are more Christian than another group, I don't think that's relevant to this campaign.
You know, I couldn't say it better myself. This is the sort of stuff that completely turns people who have a brain off. The Values Voters Summit, this kind of phony Christian stuff, and that's my word for it because that's what it is. People have heard me say things about Mormonism on the air that they consider to be offensive, et cetera, et cetera. But that's a point of view that I have based on what I know about where Mormons got their original beliefs. And I've said on the air that I wouldn't probably be prone to vote for a Mormon, so I'm not going to be a hypocrite here, but I will tell you that under the circumstances, the study of this group, the Mormons, and their beliefs in the Bible and then the founders and all that other stuff, that's mitigated somewhat by the realities of our circumstances today. And I will tell you also, those of you who don't know, that I live in a state that was governed by Mr. Romney, and he did an adequate job. I wouldn't say he was a great governor, but he did an adequate job. And again, comparing him to Obama, if he becomes the party's choice, there's no comparison. It's difficult. But I can hear, I haven't gone around and preached this sort of stuff. I just give my opinion when it comes down to it. It's this sort of stuff in the beginning, when Rick Perry had the connection with that great big, wasn't there, 30,000 people gathering in some stadium that he put together. That kind of stuff is so obviously an attempt to get to a group, and a large group now, of the Republican Party. It's one of the reasons that I'm no longer a Republican. I'd vote for a Republican and vote for a Democrat. They were good, but I've been a lifelong Republican. And this is the kind of stuff that has turned people away from the party because it is exclusionary and not inclusionary. Does that help? understand where we are here on all this, or at least where I am. Where are you? 800-510-8255. Difficult stuff to work through, but it's something that individuals ought to think about. And I don't know that it's what makes me uncomfortable, what makes my skin crawl, actually, about Rick Perry is this sort of thing and the way he raises money and the good old boy. It's just, yeah. Anyway, 800-510-8255. We go to Fox News, where Chris Wallace talked to Rick Santorum about how he stacks up against some of the other Republican candidates.
It looks, and I know that it may be a little silly to even talk this way, but it looks like there are basically two tickets in this Republican primary race. One is for Mitt Romney, who seems to be the legitimate front runner, and the other is for the more conservative alternative to Mitt Romney, and that's obviously the ticket that you're looking to punch. Let me go through some of your rivals for that alternative spot and have you talk about them and why you think you deserve consideration and votes instead of them. Governor Rick Perry, he's got a decade of executive experience and a strong record as a job creator. Why should a conservative pick you over Rick Perry?
Well, I think Rick Perry has a lot of questions to answer about his record in Texas as whether it's been consistently conservative. And we've started to see that in the debates, that the more people find out about his record on immigration, his record on benefits to illegals in this country, which he continues to support, his record on using executive authority to trump parental rights. These are not conservative things. And again, you look at my record. Yes, I don't have the experience as a governor, but I have national security experience. And of course, if you're looking at the president, the one thing the president really needs to have, where he has the real authority under the Constitution, is in national security. And again, my record there is strong. There's no one who knows more and understands the problems, particularly in the Middle East, and who's been a stronger friend of Israel than I have been. And again, the track record on the national security side, with my experience on the Armed Services Committee for 8 years, I've got the record, and that really compares very favorably with Rick Perry.
All right. Let me try to run through these a little bit more quickly with you. Herman Cain,
okay.
Non-politician, which is an asset these days, businessman. And he, as opposed to anyone else in the race, has a clear economic plan. 999.
Yeah, well, I would say he's a non-politician because he's lost races. I mean, he lost the race. I mean, that, to go out and say I'm a non-politician because I failed is not necessarily the most compelling case to make when you want to run your first major, try to win your first race as president of the United States against an incumbent president. So I would say political experience coming from Pennsylvania, winning two statewide elections, one of those years where President Bush lost the state by 5, I won it by 6, is a pretty compelling narrative for somebody. And as far as the economic plan. I jabbed it at Herman saying I've got a 0-0-0 plan. In other words, you know, zero is better than 9 when it comes to taxes, and it's focused on an area of the economy that voters are very concerned about, and that's the manufacturing sector of the economy. We eliminate the corporate tax for manufacturers and processors. We eliminate all the regulations. We repeal them when it comes to businesses that the Obama administration has put in place that cost over $100 million, and we zero out the tax for those $1.2 trillion of funds that are sitting overseas.
All right, so there's Rick Santorum for your information. 800-510-8255. Some people are wondering why he's still in the race. He's still making noise and trying to get people to consider what's going on. The polls haven't changed much. That is, they're up for Herman Cain, I think, 20 points in some polls. I'm looking at one that has Cain leading the Republican field by 20 points. What say you about that? 800-510-8255, always the way to call in to the countdown. It's 16 past the hour.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nursery room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Our focus on presidential politics. Here's Talk host Garrett Quinn with political analyst David Kravitz and Rob Eno about Herman Cain's sudden surge.
The Herman Cain, as his Twitter handle is known, has leapfrogged previous flavors of the week, Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry, governor of Texas, to second place in a number of polls, including a recent New Hampshire poll. I think there was a recent CNN poll where he was – I think it was CNN. I can't remember. There were a handful of credible polls that are not named Zogby that showed him – don't laugh at that. Zogby polls are internet-based polls. You know, Ron Paul should be winning all of those by like 8 gazillion points. But again, Cain is leapfrog people. What's going on? Is this just, is he, you know, I want to ask our panel, David Kravitz, Rob Eno, is this surge of Herman Cain, is this just another whoever we don't like, Romney, or is this going to hold, or is this going to fade away like the previous anti-Romney candidates?
I actually don't, our good friends Brad Marston and John LaRosa might have seen this before, a lot of us did, but there's something about ideas. And someone that can clearly articulate ideas that gets people listening. And Herman Cain, you know, is a true American story. He grew up in the segregated South. He likes to tell a story. He's told it on a YouTube video of, you know, him and his brother going to drink the white water because they thought that it would taste different. You know, so he did not grow up with a silver spoon in his mouth. He rose to become the chairman of one of the Federal Reserve Banks in Kansas City. He became a high-ranking person in the Pepsi-Cola Corporation and took over their, I think it was the Kentucky Fried Chicken and then Godfather Pizza's brand, and turned Godfather's Pizza into a, he's a businessman that knows what he's talking about. He's been very successful in life.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the igniting of controversy, some of the things that go on talk radio, talk television, the focus of Al Sharpton on Herman Cain. We'll talk about that in a second. Herman Cain is on the top of the pile at the moment of Republican candidates. And here on CNN over the weekend, Candy Crowley talked to Mr. Cain about, some people say, what they say is that he's more interested in selling his book than he is running for the presidency.
Let me ask you quickly about your campaign.
Yes.
And read you something that that comes from Steve Deachy, a conservative Iowa radio host who told the Washington Post on Friday. I think he, meaning you, is at this point not a viable candidate in Iowa. The race appears to be about raising his profile and not running for president. He has not surrounded himself with the best people, and he's not serious about running for president. Also, the crystal ball comes out of University of Virginia Center for Politics had this to say. Will the Republican Party, especially in light of Chris Christie's decision not to run, opt for Cain, who has never held public office, who has lost, who lost his only prior election in 2004 GOP U.S. Senate race primary in Georgia? Almost certainly not. A Cain nomination would be an aberration of historic proportions. American political parties typically don't nominate people without previous office-holding experience for president. You add to that the fact that I'm told you have not been back to Iowa in some time. You're out on a book tour, and you don't look like a serious presidential candidate. Convince me.
I would say get ready for an aberration of historic proportion. And here's why. I give dozens of speeches a week. I have been speaking, and I've been to Iowa 24 times. The perception that I am not focusing on Iowa is simply a misperception. When I give speeches to rallies, town hall meetings, whatever the audience, no matter how big or small, and I get to my lack of having held public office, I get a spontaneous applause. I'm saying this, Candy, the people who are criticizing me because I have not held public office, they are out of touch with the voters out there. This is why I won that Florida straw poll. This is why I won another poll that just came out yesterday, the Midwestern Republican Leadership poll. That one maybe hasn't hit all the news wires yet. What I'm saying is the disconnect isn't between me and the voters. The disconnect is between the people who aren't connected to the voters. I'm not concerned at all because the people are saying they like the fact that I have not held public office and they love my concrete, specific ideas about how we need to fix this economy and the other problems.
Herman Cain, this is Herman Cain. Your book out there. But you'll eventually get back to Iowa, right?
I will. Right. It's on the schedule.
Okay.
And I can promote a book and campaign at the same time.
All right, so the latest Zogby poll released late last week shows Herman Cain leading the Republicans. Let's see, Mitt Romney is behind by 20 points. Kane would edge Obama in an election if it were held today, 46-44%. Romney would lose by a point. Rick Perry would lose by five. 38% of Republican primary voters said they'd vote for Kane if the primary were held today. 18% said they'd vote for Romney. That tells you something about the reality of the situation. Let's see here. Only 12% said they'd vote for Perry. That's a pretty underscoring, pretty much an underscoring of where he is. I thought it was also interesting that Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC, now this is left-leaning, so you'd expect something like this. The controversy was his interview, and it was pretty contentious with Herman Cain. Several portions of the conversation aroused anger. The one that drew the most fire was the section in which O'Donnell questioned Cain about his participation in the civil rights movement. O'Donnell asked him if he regretted sitting on the sidelines while other blacks were protesting in the movement. Cain got pretty hot under the collar about that, as perhaps, well, he should have. But what do you expect? Again, that's what you'd get from MSNBC. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it, Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now, free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now, 800-716-6520.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by The Las Vegas. the Collapse, Vinyl LP, by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse, by the Lost Vegas.
Oh, yeah. This girl,
why don't want me? On 180-gram vinyl, and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
A review of the hot hits in talk radio. The Monday morning feature is the weekend chat shows or news shows that a lot of people watch on Sunday morning. Every network has one of them. And the political side of things, one thing that gets people stirred up, especially at this time of year. But moving around the street, we find there are other things that are exciting people, if you will, or making them angry, whatever it is that turns people into the excited state that they will listen to a conversation, perhaps read more about an issue, participate by calling a talk show. You can do that by dialing 800-510-8255. You can email Doug at DougStefan.com. The increase in bank fees at the Bank of America. You've heard that they want to raise their debit card fee to $5, and that has really ignited a lot of anger, as well it should. Here's radio host Esme Murphy talking to Eric Dash, who wrote the story in the New York Times about these bank fees.
What has been the fallout? Because there was, you know, when this was initially announced a few weeks ago, you had an anchor on Fox News cutting up her Bank of America debit card on the air. You had, you know, people all over the internet protesting. Bottom line, have people been, you know, leaving Bank of America or you know, basically voting with their accounts on this kind of action?
I think it's hard to say. I think that there is a lot of outrage out there. I mean, we see it from our readers, in which myself and my colleagues are getting flooded with Bank of America customer comments expressing their outrage, and they're sort of lighting up our message boards. And we're talking to consumer groups, and one said that they had 41,000 customers reach out and to express their anger with Bank of America, too. At the same time, it's just a small fraction of their customer base. So there are a lot, there are vocal, but small and vocal minority saying, we're not going to take it anywhere.
Right. And I think, you know, one of the things, when we look at these protests, that obviously began in New York with Occupy Wall Street, that has spread now to Minnesota, spread to Wisconsin, spread to, you know, many states in our area. There is a lot of frustration, and I personally believe that the frustration with the banks and lending institutions goes back to 2008. And the action that actually the Bush administration took, in other words, these institutions were too big to fail. And even though much of this money has been repaid by these lending institutions, there's still a lot of frustration from, I think, all these people who have been hurt over the past few years because of the economic downturn. And they look at their own finances, their own situations, and kind of wonder, well, where no one's helping me out. And I think this bank fee that Bank of America announced was like putting a match on a fuse that was ready to just implode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that one of the difficult things that happened with the financial crisis was that in order to rescue the economy and rescue the financial system, you also had to rescue the banks. And then what happened was the banks recovered faster than anyone expected. And they went back to their days of, you know, big profits and big bonuses faster than anyone expected. At the same time, more Americans are out of work. Unemployment is still over 9%, even from where we were 2 years ago. And that's a very difficult sort of thing for most Americans to swallow, is we're getting hit with more and more fees to pay for the crisis and pay for and make up the bank's profitability. At the same time, we're not losing our job or losing our house.
All right, so let's kind of dig around this. Is this what the Occupy Wall Street protesters are all about, this sort of thing? 800-510-8255. I know I saw Dick Durbin, the senator from Illinois, hold up a plastic debit card on the Senate floor. He had some advice for Bank of America customers who are angry about the new $5 monthly fee. Just leave. I can tell you, I know some people that I work with who've taken their cards, cut them up, and gone to a credit union. And maybe that's what you need to do. If you're outraged and you have accounts with the Bank of America, take them somewhere else. Is it, according to Durbin, hard to believe that a bank would impose these fees on loyal customers who simply are trying to access their own money, which happens to be on deposit at the Bank of America, especially when B of A for years has been encouraging their customers to use debit cards as much as possible? Sounds like a bait and switch thing to me. Most basic checking accounts at Bank of America will see a 40% jump in monthly costs, and the bank says the debit fees will be waived for customers who upgrade to premium accounts that require a higher minimum balance. So, is this something that requires legislation? No. Do what Durbin suggests, and lots of others have. Excuse me, just take the card, cut it up, move your account somewhere else. You don't need the government to tell you how to do that, do you? Here's radio host Bill Wills with Congressman Jim Renacci of Ohio about B of A and the debit card fees.
Bank of America going to charge $5 a month for your ATM. I guess if they can do it, other banks are going to probably do it too. You're probably hearing about this, Congressman?
Well, yes. There's a lot of people now talking about it. They're wondering what's going on. And, of course, part of that relates back to Senator Dick Durbin, who inserted in the last minute in the 2010 Dodd-Frank financial regulation and amendment, which basically capped the rates that banks could charge on their debit cards to the merchants, and therefore now the banks have to make that money up, and what they're doing is they're turning around and charging the consumers. It was one of the biggest concerns I had with the Durbin Amendment. It's an amendment that basically fixed the price, and it's when big government gets involved, they seem to always end up causing problems for the consumers, and it costs the consumers. And here's a perfect example of that.
That's a great point. You made that point in the statement. This is what happens when the heavy hand of the federal government begins picking winners and losers instead of letting the free market work its will. I wondered a bit of the same thing, because I know at the transaction, you know, the retailer's paying a fee. Now I'm going to be paying even more because a bank's like any other business. They want to make profit.
Right. The retailers argued that they will pass these savings on to the consumer. And my argument even this year, because I was a big advocate of eliminating this Durbin Amendment. And the concern is that the big retailers, if they do pass on the savings, where is it? When are we going to see it? And it's a problem, because now the consumers are going to pay again.
You know, Congressman, finally, in a story like this, people can be upset, but just legislatively, to try and go back and reverse this, that's a big challenge, right?
Right, and this was a big part of the last 9 months, trying to figure out, number one, how can the government determine what fees should be charged? You know, I argue all the time, when the government picks winners and losers, it's never a good thing. So we talked about it. I even did a bunch of analysis to try and see what the cost of the debit card was. Today we have this issue, and that's why banks are going to be charging more money. It's definitely a problem, and again, so much of a concern is when big government and the government gets involved in picking winners and losers.
All right. So, again, the focus on the increase in the debit card card fee to $5 and your ability to walk rather than having the government involved. But, you know, there's a grandstanding deal here. 800-510-8255. So, if you'll pardon the reference, it sort of reminds me of all the hoopla about Nancy Grace and her wardrobe malfunction. Methinks thou dost protest too much. So what do you think? 800-510-8255. Francis, listening to the countdown in Indiana with thoughts on this.
Community banks, 8,500 of them, didn't do this greed. The credit unions didn't do this greed with the repeal of Glass-Steagall by those three Republicans and Clinton. So I'm charged $1.50 a month on my account. Community State Bank up here on the corner 2 miles from me. Take your money out of the big old banks and put them in the community banks. They had their FDIC rates raised 1,200% because they had to pay off all these people they stole their money to. And let me tell you, they had a branch out here on 6 that they had to sell to somebody that does nails. They had to close it because the community banks suffered because of these stupid greedy old banks did this to the people. Take your money out of those big banks and put them in the little banks. They make interest on your money while it sits there, and a lot of people have a lot of money. I drive a Lincoln. Now, it's not paid for, but whew, one of these days I keep Ford going. Hey, USA, little banks, get rid of these greedy son of a gun.
All right, Francis, thank you. 800-510-8255. Some customers are ready to dump the Bank of America. Are you one of them? More of your calls coming up at 800-510-8255 on the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show.
So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Can you get all-day pain relief without taking pills? Yes. With Thermacare heat wraps. Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol. No pills, no pain, just relief. And for joint or arthritis pain, try Thermacare in the red box. Just one Thermacare provides all-day arthritis pain relief to soothe joints, improve flexibility, and get you moving again. Look in this Sunday's paper for a $1 off coupon. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a focus on the bank fees being charged by the Bank of America, but others as well. I'm looking, I did a little research, and the headlines that are a focus of these increased fees, there are four pages of just headlines, and every one of them leads with Bank of America, increased fees, Bank of America, fee increases, Bank of America, customers angry, Bank of America. They're so big, however, does this stuff, even if hundreds of thousands of customers leave, do they care? They've gotten so big, why should they care? 800-510-8255. I've never understood why people do business with big banks like this. Never, ever, ever. Small banks, credit unions, they're so much more user-friendly. Here's John listening to the countdown in Connecticut. What do you say, John?
I think that the one thing that hasn't come out is that under this new regulation, you transferred $6 billion from the banking fees into the retailers. Has anyone seen the retailer say, oh, you're using a debit card, here's your 25 cents back? No. Where do you expect the banks to make their money? There's $6 billion taken out of their revenue and put into the retailers, and there's no benefit to the public. This is very typical of the legislation where, you know, pass it first and read it later. This is a real problem that, you know, banks are for profit, and no one wants to see them laying off 30, 40, 50,000 people. And, you know, they have to when there's revenues down $6 billion.
Have to do it. Okay, well, that's the way it is down the farm. They make their choices, you make yours. 800-510-8255. Here's a salesperson, I don't know, I'm saying that sort of tongue-in-cheekishly. Woody's really high on credit unions.
When I was in Colorado, I banked with a $4 million bank, and I transferred from a bank that I was unhappy with. And when I went down there, I said, well, should I transfer my checking and savings accounts? And he says, you know, son, we make our money off interest, not being your accountant. And I thought that was a pretty wise way to run a business. I go with the credit union. I haven't banked in Arizona except with a credit union for a number of years because they're all the big banks, and they are all, I think, not community-minded, which is what the Community Reinvestment Act was all about, but most people want to blame it for other issues. But again, it's keeping the money in the community where the deposits are made. And that's what this other bank worked on and was quite successful, even though it was a small bank.
Hi, John in Maine, your thoughts?
I would like to draw the comparison between the bank fees and the taxes to government. There's a real similarity in that one would approve or disapprove of them depending upon the perceived value received for the money spent. And I can easily see how banks have run us into a debt from their CDOs and other structured investment vehicles, etc. And we can see how the U.S. government has run us into debt and wants us to now pay the $5 bank fee to them in term of in the form of additional tax revenues. So both are quite similar, and my perception is that we're not getting full value for our money from either of these entities.
You think? All right, the Occupy Wall Street protestor is in the focus next on the countdown.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop.
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
With economic and job-based stress now the leading cause of illness, is your body ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special report on staying healthy in hard times. According to a new article in the London Telegraph, job stress associated with the economic downturn has now replaced cancer, stroke, heart attack, and back problems as the number one reason people miss work. In fact, it's now being called the Black Death of our time. This means taking care of your body could be the single most important thing you do, especially in these hard economic times. Recently, we've created a video which you can watch online for free detailing how to make sure your body is ready for the dangerous times we live in. You can find the video at longtermgreen.com. That's longtermgreen.com. Get your body ready for the hard times ahead by watching the free video at longtermgreen.com. The video is available at longtermgreen.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. The Occupy Wall Street protests and the protestors. Do you know what they're protesting? Do you know what the idea is? Comparison between the Tea Party and the Occupy Wall Street gang has irritated some people. Sunday morning on NBC's Meet the Press, David Gregory talks to Congressman Paul Ryan about the protests and protestors.
You've seen the protests, the Occupy Wall Street protests, right, around the country. Your leader in the House called them mobs. Herman Cain, on the presidential campaign trail, was asked about it, and this is what he said this week.
Don't blame Wall Street. Don't blame the big banks. If you don't have a job and you're not rich, blame yourself.
You don't think, is that the Republican message?
Look, I don't disparage anybody who protests their government for better government, no matter what perspective they come from. Look, I came down from Wisconsin. That's a state where protests are sort of the new normal, and I think we're going to see a lot of it from now through the 2012 election.
Is that the Republican message?
No, the Republican message is we want to lower the barriers against Americans who want to rise. We want to make it easier for people to have upward mobility, economic opportunity, and we don't want to put new barriers in place for Americans who want to rise, and we want to go back with proven ideas that work to grow this economy. And I would say on the class warfare, there are a few points I would simply make, if you'll allow me. Number one, the math just doesn't work. Raising all these taxes on small businesses doesn't work. It's not just taxing the movie star, the baseball player, the Wall Street person. You're taxing the engine of economic growth, small businesses. If you took all the income from every millionaire in America today, it would run the government for about 4 months. Second, I have a better idea. Instead of job-killing tax increases, why don't we just stop subsidizing wealthy people? I mean, let's go after the crony capitalism, the corporate welfare, in the tax code, in spending, and why don't we income adjust our spending programs so we don't subsidize wealthy people as much? I think that's a better idea to get more savings in the budget, get our debt down without doing economic damage. And third, I think this divisive rhetoric is divisive. I think it's troubling. Sowing class envy and social unrest is not what we do in America.
You think that's what the
president is doing? I think the president is doing that. I think he's preying on the emotions of fear, envy, and anger, and that is not constructive to unifying America. I think he's broken his promise as a uniter, and now he's dividing people. And to me, that's very unproductive. That's not who we are in America.
But Herman Cain says, don't blame Wall Street, don't blame the banks. If you don't have a job, blame yourself. Is that the Republican message?
No, I think Herman's speaking for himself. I think we all want to actually see a climate of economic growth, of entrepreneurialism, and we don't want to pit Americans against each other. That's not who we are. That's not the kind of society we want.
Yeah, man, that's so much the message.
the way the class, this is, you're a uniter, not a divider, and then you become a divider. That's all the rhetoric is. Just get me reelected. Here's radio host Avi Nelson talking about the reasons the protesters, the Occupy Wall Street protesters, are protesting from his perspective.
So now we have the demonstrators. Why are they demonstrating? I put that out to you because nobody seems to know, or at least they don't have a very coherent idea. We got one text message who said it's corporate greed. What does that mean? What does corporate greed mean? And what is greed? Greed is when the other guy wants more money. When you want to raise, of course, well, that's legitimate earning and all the rest of it. You're right. Here's one in Sacramento. The TV station went out. Sacramento is capital of California. TV station went out to talk to the demonstrators and asked, who appeared to be the leader, why are you there? And here's what he said.
So as it stands right now, that message team will reveal that tomorrow morning.
So you guys are in the process of forming the reasons why you're here.
Exactly correct.
Exactly correct. You mean you don't know why you're here? Somebody's got to tell you tomorrow morning. They'll get around to telling you why you're here. Oh, that's why I'm here. That's good. That wasn't an isolated incident. They asked other people. They couldn't figure it out. You get this wide range of just sort of disaffection and general lament. And I think the Democrats now are happy because they have a little sort of Tea Party envy, right? The right had all these spontaneous people out there. First, the left disparaged them. Oh, they're evil and they're put up to it. But now we've got our own, right? When if you're on the left, we have our grassroots people. What do they want? Well, it's not clear.
800-510-8255 brings us Craig in North Dakota. Go ahead, sir.
Doug, I'm going to tell you something. Everybody and their brother ought to be out there protesting. What these SOBs did on Wall Street, they took trillions and trillions of dollars and stole it from everybody. Have you people?
So is that what the protesting is about, really?
Yeah, a lot of them are, but they're not showing the people that are really out there. I don't know if you know this or not, but the Securities Exchange Commission destroyed, it was on August 18th, on MarketWatch.com, Securities Exchange Commission destroyed over 9,000 files covering up all this crap.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're supposed to be the policemen of all this.
Well, they are, as long as they're like every other government agency, Craig. They're there to help those who help whoever's in power get elected. That's what the bottom line is. If you don't believe that, it's pretty naive. That's it for this hour of the Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Is your